Apple leases iPhones, NVIDIA builds data centers, and platforms face new rules. Apple launched its upgrade program in partnership with Klarna, replacing the iPhone upgrade program with a no-interest, no-fee leasing arrangement covering iPhones, Macs, iPads, and Apple Watches. The structure keeps credit risk off Apple's balance sheet while giving Klarna access to a distribution channel of 1.5 billion active device users, and keeps Apple clear of the banking regulations it would trigger by offering consumer credit in-house. Incoming CEO Ternus, who comes from hardware and ran Apple's product design engineering team, simultaneously pledged to expand Apple's streaming push, framing Apple TV Plus not as a standalone profit center, but as a churn reduction mechanism for the broader Apple One subscription bundle. NVIDIA was revealed as the tenant behind Hut 8's $50 billion Texas data center, a disclosure that reframes the company's ambitions. Buying compute capacity, building surrounding infrastructure, and securing long-term contracts positions NVIDIA as a full-stack AI infrastructure provider, placing it in direct competition with the cloud hyperscalers that are simultaneously its largest chip customers. The channel conflict is one Jensen Huang has managed carefully in public. The Hut 8 revelation suggests the underlying strategy is more aggressive than the public posture indicates. The Paramount-Warner Bros. Discovery merger remains in legal jeopardy, with 12 state attorneys general fighting it in court, and the Ellison family facing a $9.8 billion breakup fee if it collapses. David Ellison told staff he is confident the deal will close. The antitrust argument against the combination centers not simply on combined streaming market share, but on the negotiating leverage that merged content libraries, distribution infrastructure, and advertising reach would create over cable operators and advertisers, the conduct plus power analysis that Sherman Act cases require. Platform accountability was a recurring theme across several smaller stories. A hacker compromised the Robinhood CEO's account on X to promote a fake meme coin, illustrating how social media security failures can move real capital before fraud is detected, a dynamic that redefines the stakes of platform security as a critical infrastructure question. New York is finalizing age verification rules for social media. Hugging Face published a report finding that most image editors on its platform can generate non-consensual intimate images, directly relevant to xAI's First Amendment lawsuit against Minnesota's AI nudification ban. OpenAI, meanwhile, quietly updated ChatGPT to refuse to mimic named authors' styles following sustained pressure from the Authors Guild, adjusting behavior without issuing a formal policy statement.